Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
So once again, this is Mickey Desai, your host for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I still have Sarah Olivieri on the phone with me. How are you, Sarah?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, another day in pandemic and just trying to make things happen.
Yeah.
So speaking of pandemic, I know you have on your own mind things for nonprofits related to funding, whether or not they should borrow money, whether how their fundraising efforts may change. You know, what does it mean to regroup and work towards mission goals during times of crisis? Can we talk about that a little more today?
Absolutely. And I think that's so relevant to people right now.
Yeah. I mean, I know nonprofits that are able to, as you would say, pivot and continue to do things related to their mission goals. But it does require a lot of change. It does require a lot of awareness. And I'm wondering what you would suggest to nonprofits that may have those questions in their minds today.
Yeah. So I think the first thing is, you know, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. So make sure that you get your team operating. I think and everybody kind of experienced this moment. All of a sudden they're working from home, or all of a sudden they're still working, but their work environments are now hazardous environments where previously they were not. So take a moment to, you know, be there for your team. And if you are a leader of a team in any way, one of the extra jobs that you have right now is to make sure that you distill any rumors or false information out of your team's minds and just be that verifier of facts and operate off of what, you know, what is factual, what is true. So bring your team to get meeting as a team. If you're spread across, get on some sort of video service. Zoom is, you know, exploding right now, but video is so much more than phone. And so just even if it's just a check-in with your team, bring everybody together. Otherwise, if you've done that in the previous episode, we talked about just how to identify and solve issues. Start doing that with your team. And then when it comes to fundraising, you know, I want you to realize this is probably a great time to fundraise, or it's a great time for you to lay the groundwork for fundraising asks. So for many of you, right, you're going to pivot because what's happened is your mission is still relevant and the people you help still need to be served. Some of them might have a new set of issues that have emerged. And you need to reconnect, though, how you serve those people. Probably the way you were previously serving them, you might need to adapt, or the way that, or they've presented new issues that you now need to address. So you can be a source of news for the world about the people you serve and what they're experiencing. That's a great set of messaging you can dive into because I think you're probably still relevant.
One more time, Sarah, could you say that again?
So you can be the source of information for the issues that your constituents are facing. I'd love to give you some examples if you'd like to hear it of what I've heard recently.
Yes, please.
One nonprofit I talked to, they do music programming with low-income children. And one issue that probably no one has really thought about is they loan musical instruments to students. And all those students are home right now. And they have to, one, figure out a new way to get lessons to those students. It's actually a great time for students to be home learning an instrument. And two, they're going to have to prepare for what is probably going to be a significant financial expense as the nonprofit because they're probably not going to get those instruments back or all of those instruments back. They have over 400 instruments that are now just out there. And the school districts too are facing something similar. And that's, you know, something I certainly had never thought about an impact. Another organization I was just talking to serves college kids and helps them get jobs. Well, it's going to be extra hard for those college kids to get jobs, and they're probably going to be competing against people who have a lot more experience, people who've just lost their jobs. So they're going to have to hold out a long time before they're going to get their jobs. So those people are being impacted. So if you share those stories that you're seeing about the people you serve, people are going to be interested in hearing about that.
Mm-hmm. I think you said it very well in the beginning. It's like every nonprofit is sort of an authority figure on the issues that they tackle, and they need to speak from a place of authority on those issues, even as we're looking at global crisis.
Exactly. And then, you know, if you're wondering, is it time to ask? If you need help, it's time to ask.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all you have to do, is you have to say, we're facing these issues and we need help. Yeah. If you figured some of them out, or you figured out a solution that requires money to implement, then you can say that, hey, we're facing this issue. We've already come up with a great solution, but we need your help so that we can implement it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Absolutely. So what would you say to a nonprofit who is just completely obliterated by this, or I shouldn't say obliterated, but has really shattered, and they don't really know how to pick up the pieces from where pandemic has left them?
Yeah, I think some of the nonprofits who are suffering the most right now, there's those who are actually in the middle, involved with medical things, and they're kind of in the middle of the crisis, and they're working very hard to just keep delivering. But there's another group, you know, it's springtime. This was gala time for a lot of nonprofits, and their, you know, biggest fundraiser of the year has just poof, disappeared into midair. What I have to say to those nonprofits is, think of, you know, what is your revenue going to be over the next 12 months to 24 months? Don't forget about your fiscal year. Take a longer vision approach and say, if you invest enough money in fundraising, can you pivot the way you've been doing it so that you can mitigate your losses? And by the end of that 12 or 24 month period, be back or better than you were before. And I'm telling you, if you had a gala that just got obliterated, you can do better in the next 24 months, because galas are not the most efficient way to fundraise. And the most efficient way to fundraise is still possible with everybody from working from home and being home. Yeah. So that tells me is what you really have, if you're ready to pivot and invest, is you have a cash flow problem right now, not necessarily a revenue problem. And that means you should either pull from your reserves or borrow money.
It goes back to a point you made in the episode we recorded a moment ago, that the issue is also more about people than it is about the funds. So if you have the number of folks you need at the table, then it becomes easier to recuperate.
Exactly. And because if you have an office and people are not in their office, likely there are some things they can't do right now, which means you have extra people with extra time on their hands. You know, use that meeting, right? You've got to have the meeting. Have it twice a week, three times a week, every day, as much as you need. So you can reallocate some of your people who are normally doing something else and have them help your fundraising team shift directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like what you said at the very top of this, which was, you know, be completely transparent with what's going on. If it's, you know, here's the time to make sure that you know that your nonprofit team is your family, right? And you would speak to them the same way you would speak to your family, to say, look, here's the reality of the situation, and here's what I think we should do moving forward, and then take it from there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sarah, this is fantastic. As always, there's plenty more to talk about, but our short format is I want to stick to that during these days, make it easy for people to get into and out of these episodes. All right, before we sign off of this episode, and I may edit this and put this back in episode one. Okay. You mentioned the passion for racing sailboats, the passion for aquatics, and a metaphor that involved, on the one hand, a tanker, and on the other hand, a fast boat. Do you have a preference for one over the other? I mean, is it fair to say that everyone should be in a fast boat, or is it fair to say that other boats are useful depending upon the time and the circumstance?
I would say that everybody in the nonprofit space needs to be in the most maneuverable boat possible. You don't have to go super fast, but a lesson that the for-profit world knows well and the nonprofit world doesn't seem to understand applies to them too, is that time is money. When you move slowly, you lose out on potential for income, you lose opportunities. So you do, all businesses need to move fast. That does not mean rushing. Do not rush. Move as fast as you can without making mistakes. And if you can't change directions quickly, you lose a huge advantage. So one thing I know about tankers is especially, you see those big barges. I live near the Hudson River and big oil barges come up and they cannot stop quickly. They cannot turn quickly. Then they are really at a disadvantage because of that. And right now, large corporations, many of them struggle with changing quickly. And small businesses actually have a huge advantage in times like this. So you do need to be in a maneuverable boat and you want to be able to go as fast as you can.
Thank you. Excellent metaphor. And thank you, Sarah, for taking the time to do this recording with me today. I'm really enjoying our conversation.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mickey.
And to our listener, thanks as always to joining us. We love it when you give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever it is you use to discover the Nonprofit Snapcast. Your ratings make us more searchable and more findable by other people. In the meantime, we'll see you again with another episode in a few days. Thank you.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.